All right, welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to ditch this idea that we're all isolated individuals.
Yeah.
You know, like we're all just floating around separate from each other.
Right.
We're going to try something different. We're going to look at this idea that puts relationships right at the center. So that means understanding all the different entities, people, groups, institutions even, looking at how they're connected and how all that changes over time.
Absolutely.
It's a big topic. But thankfully, we've got some incredible philosophical writings to guide us.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
You know, for a long time, Western thought was so focused on what's permanent, you know, the unchanging essence of things.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Substance.
Substance, right.
Think about Plato, Aristotle, all those guys.
Like the really old school, yeah.
Aristotle even said that relations are, like, barely real, the least of all things.
Wow. So, like, connections didn't even really matter that much to them?
Well, they focused so much on the individual thing itself.
Gotcha.
That it was hard to see how vital these relationships actually are.
Yeah, it makes you think, like, how much did that, you know, that way of seeing things back then, how much did that shape how we see the world now?
It's huge. But things started changing during the Renaissance. Think Copernicus and Galileo. They looked up at the sky and saw not a fixed hierarchy.
Right.
But a system defined by what?
Relationships?
Relationships and universal laws, exactly.
That's so cool thinking about that shift.
And Galileo, what did he do?
He looked at the planets, right?
He observed planets, falling objects, and he saw it all as interconnected. But, and here's the catch.
Right.
This idea of substance, this underlying stuff, it kind of stuck around.
Even after all that.
You see it with Descartes, Locke, even later thinkers. So there's this tension, right,
yeah,
between focusing on isolated things and recognizing the power of their connections.
And it seems like that really got in the way of understanding how we relate.
It did. It really did. It created this false dilemma, you know?
Between, what was it?
Individuals with properties versus individuals made of properties.
Right, right.
It's like, are we defined by what we have or what we're made of? Neither quite gets it right.
Totally. And then Kant comes along. I mean, he's still grappling with substance, but he really pushes this idea of relationality.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He was a game changer.
He showed how our minds actually use relationships to structure our experience.
Exactly.
So relationships aren't just out there. They're part of how we understand the world.
Absolutely. It's fundamental how we perceive everything.
So we've got this foundation now. How do we build on that?
Well, we can use these three key ideas. Entity, relationality, and time.
I love it. A framework. Okay, so entity, that's the first one, right?
Yes, and it's about recognizing the reality of distinct entities.
Yeah.
People, sure, but also groups.
Right.
Institutions, all sorts of things.
But they're not isolated. That's the point.
Right. Yeah. They exist within a larger whole. They're participants.
Participants. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, number two is relationality itself.
Right. And this goes beyond just the entities themselves. It's about the connections between them, the space between them.
The space between them.
Like, think of a dance.
Okay, yeah.
It's not just the two dancers. It's the steps, the connection, the feeling. That's the dance.
I love that analogy, yeah.
And that's how relationships work, too. They have their own reality, their own dynamics.
Okay, that makes so much sense. So what's the third piece of this?
That's time.
Time, okay.
The dimension of change, you know, both the entities and their relationships.
Oh, right. They're constantly developing.
They're not static. They're evolving.
They're not like a snapshot in time. It's a process.
It's a process. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, this is where some other thinkers come in. Vollenhoven, Dewey Weird. They took these ideas and ran with them. They explored different aspects of our experience.
Irreducible aspects.
Irreducible aspects, right. Like, yeah, different lenses we use to see the world.
I'm with you.
But here's where it gets tricky.
Where people get it wrong.
The big mistake is reductionism.
Reducing things down.
Trying to understand everything through just one lens. Like seeing the world only in economic terms, for example.
Right. Or just through the lens of power.
You lose the richness, the complexity. It's like that myth, you know, King Midas.
Oh, yeah. Everything turns to gold.
Exactly. The Midas touch. Everything turns to gold and suddenly you can't eat. You can't even hug your loved ones.
So to really understand relationships, we got to use all these different lenses.
We need to see the whole picture, all the facets.
Okay, I'm following you. So let's break it down. We combine these three big ideas.
Entity, relationality, and time.
And that gives us three ways of looking at things.
Three powerful perspectives.
All right, hit me with the first one.
Entities over time.
Entities over time.
So this is how distinct entities maintain their identity while evolving within larger contexts.
Okay, so that's like individuals growing, but also like groups.
Institutions, everything.
Changing over time, but still being themselves.
Like imagine a friendship.
Okay, yeah.
Each person stays unique, but they're also shaped by that shared history.
The relationship changes them.
It's like Dewey Weird's idea of encapsis.
Encapsis.
Things retain their structure, but exist within a larger whole.
They're nested.
Nested, exactly. Right. So it's like a story, right? The entity's journey and how it unfolds over time.
Gotcha. So the entity over time, that's our first perspective. What about the second one?
That's relations over time.
Relations over time.
So this focuses on how relationships themselves change, how they evolve.
So it's not just about the individuals.
It's about the connection itself, the dance.
The dance changes.
It grows closer. Maybe it shifts as society becomes more complex. They have their own trajectory, their own story.
So dynamic connections, not just fixed links.
Exactly.
That's really interesting. And then what about the third view?
That's entities in relation at a given time.
Okay.
Think of it like a snapshot. It's the interconnected web of relationships at any given moment.
A network.
A network, precisely. It's not just about two individuals. It's about everyone they're connected to.
It's about the whole context.
The whole context, the wider system they're a part of.
So how does all of this, how does this framework help us understand society as a whole?
It's huge. If we think about society, this perspective moves us beyond simplistic views. You know, it's not just about individuals.
Right, like that super individualistic way of seeing things.
And it's not just about the collective either.
Not just the group.
This framework suggests a society with clearly differentiated structures.
Different structures.
Each with their own role, their own responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And it emphasizes the spirit of a genuine community.
Based on?
Shared possibilities, not just top-down control.
That's a crucial distinction.
It affirms entities in relation over time in all these different structures.
So the takeaway here, understanding relationships, really understanding them, means looking at the distinct entities, their connections, and how both of those evolve.
It's about seeing the interconnectedness, not just separate parts.
Not just isolated individuals, but the whole dance, the whole system.
Exactly. So here's a thought for you listening. How might considering these three lenses, you know, entities over time, relations over time, entities in relation.
Yeah.
How might that change how you see your own relationship?
Personal, professional, all of them.
All of them. And what about the wider social circles you're a part of? What new insights come up when you think about the entitarity, the relationality, and the time aspects of your most important connections?
Wow.
That's something to ponder.
Definitely food for thought.
A lot to chew on.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.